From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The leaders of the world's seven richest democracies are meeting in Japan for a G7 summit expected to focus on ways to improve global growth. Wednesday, President Obama was confronted with public outrage over the alleged rape and murder of a Japanese woman by a former U.S. Marine who works at the Kadena military base in Okinawa. Mr. Obama promised his government's full cooperation.
We did discuss the tragedy that took place in Okinawa, and I extended my sincerest condolences and deepest regrets. And the United States will continue to cooperate fully with the investigation to ensure that justice is done under the Japanese legal system.
Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe at his side said he felt profound resentment over what he called this self-centered and absolutely despicable crime. Mr. Obama also plans to make a groundbreaking visit to the city of Hiroshima Friday, where the world's first atomic bomb was dropped at the end of World War II. The UN Security Council has lifted the last international sanctions against Liberia. The council has been progressively phasing out the targeted measures imposed at the end of Liberia's civil war. On Wednesday, it took the final step, unanimously voting to lift an arms embargo on non-state actors. David Pressman is the deputy U.S. UN ambassador.
Today, more than 12 years after the end of Liberia's brutal civil war and the council's imposition of sanctions, Liberia continues to consolidate its progress, and the Security Council has determined that the criteria for lifting the sanctions have been met, allowing us to fully terminate the regime.
Former President Charles Taylor set off a civil war in 1989 by leading an uprising that toppled then-President Samuel Doe. Taylor was elected president in 1997, resulting in more conflict. He was sentenced to 50 years in prison in 2012 for instigating war and atrocities. This is VOA News. A leaked U.S. State Department Inspector General's report found that former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and her predecessors failed to follow guidelines to limit security risks when using personal email for official business. Officials said there was no evidence Clinton sought approval to use her personal email account to conduct such business. The report stated she was obligated to do so to protect sensitive information from possible cyber attack. Mark Toner's a U.S. spokesman.
While not necessarily encouraged, there was no prohibition on using personal email. The only requirement is that, and regulations do state this, that these records need to be preserved. And I would say, looking back with 2020 hindsight, you know, we do now have records management and cybersecurity policies that would make it hard to approve this kind of outside system to replace your official email. You know, and Secretary Clinton has said publicly she would not make the same choice again.
Clinton, who is seeking the 2016 Democratic presidential nomination, has denied breaking any rules. The Federal Bureau of Investigation has been investigating whether there were any violations of national security laws. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has expanded his coalition government with the signing on of a coalition deal with the Yisrael Beiteinu party, including appointment of outspoken leader Avigdor Lieberman as defense minister. His hardline position on the Palestinian question raises what a U.S. spokesman called legitimate concerns about the government's commitment to a two-state solution. Hebrew University political scientist Avraham Diskin took a measured approach.
I really believe that Lieberman, a very problematic political partner and a very blatant one. However, I think he is a pragmatic person. He is a pragmatic person. And if there is something on the table, I think that he will go with it.
Lieberman replaces Moshe Yaalon, former army chief who resigned last week. Kenya's military said its forces killed more than 20 suspected al-Shabaab militants inside Somalia, reportedly planning an ambush. Kenya said it suffered no casualties. Al-Shabaab said five soldiers were killed. Kenya's main opposition coalition says it's suspending its weekly protests aimed at disbanding the country's electoral commission to give dialogue a chance. At least three people died this week in protests that turned violent, with Western diplomats criticizing what they called excessive force by police. Kenyan police Wednesday said they arrested two people allegedly linked to the Islamic State planning an attack. Police say they were planning to retaliate for last month's arrest of an IS operative. In Asia, Brent crude oil topped $50 a barrel Thursday for the first time in nearly 7 months, following a decline in U.S. crude stocks. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.